This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Mo Rocca, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl will recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, science marches on. We're here to tell you about it. A team of biologists looked at our friends, the cockroaches, found out the little buggers do not like what?
Well, they don't like chocolate. They don't like cicadas. They don't like... They don't like Middle Eastern food. They don't like global warming. They don't like ethanol.
No.
Give me a clue. What don't they like? Is it a food? Is it another insect?
No, it's not like that. Any cockroach will tell you, unless they've had their second cup of coffee, don't even try talking to them.
They don't like being asked to take out
when
the garbage.
When do you drink coffee?
In the morning. They don't like morning.
They don't like morning. Maybe you've noticed. Cockroaches in your kitchen seem sluggish in the morning. You click on the light, they just don't scurry around repulsively with their usual brio. It's not your imagination. According to biologists at Vanderbilt, it's because they're just not morning bugs. Scientists attempted to teach the cockroaches basic tasks, found much to their surprise, the bugs did a lot better in the evening than in the morning.
What tasks?
That's because of their circadian rhythms.
Ah-ha-ha. I wondered about that. What tasks can you teach a cockroach?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can train cockroaches.
To do what?
Dropping the kids off at school.
Yeah. It leads to a new pest control technique. What you do is you sign all the roaches in your house up for like an 8 a.m. class. They get up. They're all groggy. They're walking around. You squash them.
Except the swimmers are up early.
Yeah, early. I know.
They're doing laps in your toilet at 5 a.m.
Roxanne, a new airline in India lets people experience all the joys of flying with one tiny exception. What?
It never takes off.
It never takes off.
Exactly.
It might sound like a typical JetBlue flight, but the Indian Airbus 300 that is parked for hours and hours on the tarmac near Delhi never takes off on purpose. An entrepreneur named Bahadur Chand Gupta, he set up this plane. It has one wing, no lights, no bathroom. For people to come on and experience the joys, the thrills of plane flight for people who wouldn't otherwise be able to go. It's got up to 40 people each weekend, pays around $4 per person to buckle themselves onto the plane, watch a safety video, listen to announcements like, we will soon be passing through a zone of turbulence, and we are about to begin our descent into Delhi.
Oh my gosh.
Reportedly, Gupta soon plans to add additional features to make the plane even more realistic, including cramming overweight mannequins into the middle seat, and hiring crying babies to play crying babies.
That Bahadur Chand Gupta.
He's clever.
He's constantly doing that. He's the one who gave us the empty pool experience, you know?
Yeah.
Silent radio.
Just remember, the next time you're sitting in a flight and it's not taking off, somebody would pay for that.